Warm greetings, friends, near and far. This is Sinner Saved, and the following short evangelistic gospel message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Psalm 111, verses 1 through 4. Our Master, the Lord Jesus, says, I am the resurrection and the life. Please see John 11, verses 24 through 26. When Martha spoke to the Lord about her recently deceased brother, Lazarus, she said, I know that my brother shall rise again in the resurrection. And the Lord replied, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the source, cause, and fountain of eternal life, hence the cause of resurrection. In Him dwells all the full blessed life of God. We live because we are in Him. Resurrection and life is not only an experience that Christ purchased and bestows, but He is our life. Because He lives, we live. We can no more die than Christ can now die. The Lord turned Martha's thought from doctrine to Himself. Oh, that God would do that for all to whom I preach. We can have the doctrine and not have Christ, the life. But if we have Christ, we will know and love the doctrine. That was from old-time preacher Henry Mahan. Secret and revealed. A reading from Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. There are many things that I do not understand, cannot comprehend, and God has not revealed. But He understands, comprehends, and knows them. I may not know what He is doing, but He does, and I trust Him. He is, and whatever He does is right, because He is God. And we leave it there. Not with a sullen resignation, but with joy and confidence in Him. The secret things belong to the Lord. But there are also the things which are revealed. Whatever He has revealed, we are bound to believe and obey. He has revealed that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Rather than grappling with questions that we cannot answer, we are to call on His name to save us. That can be said regarding all that He has revealed. We are called upon to trust Him in what we do not see and obey Him in what we do see. Oh, for grace to trust Him in what we do not see and to obey Him in what we do see. That was from preacher Todd Nybert. The miracle of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ performed many miracles while upon this earth. He cast out devils, healed lepers, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. He raised the dead. While these miracles certainly proved him to be the Christ, they are also illustrations of how the Lord saves sinners. Every sinner the Lord saves is all these things: possessed by a devil, a sinful leper, deaf, dumb, blind, and dead in sin. Salvation is a miracle of God's sovereign grace and power. Nothing more or less can save a sinner but the power of Christ, the Word, the truth, and the gospel. May the Lord be pleased to perform a miracle today in your hearts, dear listeners. That was from preacher Paul Mahan. God, our Savior, a reading from Titus 3:4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Three times in this epistle to Titus, the Lord Jesus Christ is called God, our Savior. Paul believed in and preached a divine Savior, not just a mere man, but rather the Savior who is Almighty God. His name is Jesus, Savior. Please see Matthew 1:21. Who shall save his people from their sin? That declares his office. But let us not forget that his name is also Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23, meaning God with us, that declares his nature. If you take away the deity of Jesus Christ, you have no gospel, no good news to preach, no salvation. It is not that just some good man died for sinners, but rather he who died in the room instead of his people is God Almighty. Please see 1 Timothy 3:16, John 1:14, and Acts 20:28. He could not be our prophet, priest, and potentate unless he is God our Savior. He could not be our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption unless he is God, our Savior. Please see 1 Corinthians 1:30. He could not be our all-important mediator unless he is God, our Savior. 1 Timothy 2:5. He could not be our only advocate with the Father unless he is God, our Savior. 1 John 2:1. He could not be our all-powerful surety unless he is God, our Savior. See Hebrews 7:22. He could not be our all-sufficient substitute and sacrifice unless he is God our Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Hebrews 9:12. Remember the words of old Simeon, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Luke 2:29-30. Remember the words of Thomas, "My Lord and my God." John 20:28. Now, I don't know what the Lord Jesus Christ is to you, but I know beyond all doubt what Jesus Christ is to me. He is God my Savior. Please see Isaiah 45:21-22. That was from preacher Tom Harding. True, acceptable worship in spirit and in truth, true acceptable prayer to the Heavenly Father, and sincere acceptable obedience are all the deep longing of a redeemed and regenerated soul to express love and gratitude to the Lord God who has saved that soul by His grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Spirit of God who brings us to rest peacefully and confidently in Christ, who has redeemed us by His blood, and who draws out our affections and our wills toward God, enabling us to war against the remaining desires of the flesh. This work of the Holy Spirit within us will never die, and He will never let us completely forsake Christ and go to damnation. As we read, listeners, in 1 John 3:9, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." That message was from preacher Bill Parker. Evangelistic justification is not the work of the Spirit of God on the heart of the sinner, implanting life in us and quickening the soul, but the work of Almighty God as a judge on the throne of justice, deciding on and adjudging one to life according to law and justice. It is not the infusing of righteousness, nor a purging out of the inward evils of the heart, but the pronouncing of one's justification with reference to the charge preferred against him. I wish the reader, or listener in this case, to understand distinctly that justification is an external act of God as a judge, acting in a court of justice on the case of the sinner and not the internal work of the Spirit of the heart, God justifies the ungodly. That was from a preacher named Wilson Thompson. And I just, something came to mind, the Lord quickened me to Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is my judge, the Lord is my lawgiver, the Lord is my king. He will save me of his own will. Many churches advertise themselves as being able to make the Bible relevant for practical living for today. The moment a man or a church does that, they become truly irrelevant. We make no attempt to make the truth culturally relevant or package it in a way to make it more easily or readily received. The Word of God does not need our help. We preach God's Word in its naked simplicity, knowing that of it is through His Word that life is begotten. And from James 1:18, of His own will begat He us with the Word of truth. If we really believe that, His Word is all we will preach. Another one from preacher Todd Nybert. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this earth. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while He may be found, and seek Him while He is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken His sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world from amongst every tribe, tongue, nation, and people, and draw them effectively to His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And also, a thought just came to mind. If you go to sermonaudio.com, and if you type in the search bar, amongst God's preachers of righteousness, type in Wayne Boyd, B-O-Y-D, and click enter. And you'll be able to figure out that he's with First Baptist Church. There's a ton of God-honoring, Christ-exalting sermons that you folks can feed on for free. Great is our Lord Jesus, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for His afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!